Hey guys.
Oh God. Hi. It's Al.
Yeah. Also, Al, your mic sounds like super laggy.
Okay. Is this better?
A lot better. Yeah.
Please introduce yourself. You're not. We have to do our intro.
Alrighty. Hey guys. Welcome back to My Coffee Companion.
You're not. We have to. It goes. It goes our names, and then we have to say it together. God, what have 5 months done to you?
A lot, definitely.
Welcome back to
My Coffee Companion.
Make sure to subscribe and give a comment and a rating, and let's go. Okay, Abby, begin your speech.
So, a lot has been happening lately. I'm a freshie. We love to see it. We love to see it, right? Right?
I'm a athe, Grady, Uri.
Okay, stop. You're done.
Oh, disclaimer, both Elle and Abby do not have TikToks. They are just given these TikToks from their friends because we are worthless people. Anyways.
Actually, I'm not a worthless human being. I am a stunning person.
She's also very...
we need to update that cover photo because it is UGLY and does not have an alibi.
You are UGLY. So...
That was targeted to me. Also, if you're wondering why it sounds kind of a little funky, it's because we're both not in the same, like,
vicinity.
We're not together.
Yeah, we're not together.
She's a little bit in Mahomet or wherever she lives now.
What?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Wait, can we tell people where we live? Is it really a big deal?
No.
Yeah, we live in Illinois.
Okay, guys, so. Here's a grand reveal.
Yeah, grand reveal. Oh. We've definitely been keeping cover.
I don't know how to spell Illinois, but we're of the orange and blue.
It's really not a big deal. I don't understand why we ever hit it. It was like, Abby was like, we should pretend we're from Michigan. And I was like, that's not going to work. And then she was like, oh, yeah, we live in the mountains. And then she like winked to me and I was like, okay. Also, I'm pretty sure all of you listeners are thinking, why have we been gone for 5 months? Actually, you're probably not thinking about that because we have like no listeners, but a lot of things happened. My soul is dead. Her soul is very much alive, which is super unfair. She's a freshman. I'm an eighth grader.
Dead. Oh, it's because you're an eighth grader. Ha, imagine being an eighth grader. Can it be?
We got in a fight and then we moved up. Abby's mean and I'm mean and we're all mean. And Abigail, she had a boyfriend and then she broke up with him because she broke up with you. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. I broke up with him. I could never be broken up with.
Let's see what else. She made a new best friend and it's really annoying. And it went from that neighbor to that bestie. And I felt really jealous and I got mad. But you know. And then I made some friends and they're all not talking to me right now because I got in a fight with one of my friends. So that's great.
Isn't Faith still talking to you?
Oh, yeah, Faith is. Wait, am I even in? Oh, crap. I should be on My Coffee Companion right now. Dang it.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
But I have to do, okay, I have to do the info, though, so.
Just change later, and it'll save. So, basically, yeah, I'm 15. My birthday happened. I can drive. Like Elle said, I have a bestie who goes to school with me, because me and Elle don't go to the same school district. I already said that, but it's been pretty great. Finals is coming up. That's a little scary. But you know, it's okay. Yeah, I've just been living my high school life. Elle? You there? So, we can't hear you, Elle, if you can hear us. You sound like you're like, it's like.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, can we say our cities where we live, or should we not?
We should not, because like, that's a little too risque.
Yeah. I moved from a city in Illinois to another city in Illinois back in August. I started public school for the first time in 3 years, which is very traumatizing. Let's
I
see,
agree.
what else happened? What else happened? Let's see, what else
Oh
happened?
yeah, there's been lots of fights at our school. Gun
I'm talking
theft,
about
bomb
this right
theft.
now. Excuse
Sorry,
me?
I forgot to mention that. I forgot to mention
Oh,
it.
I diagnosed myself with, actually, I diagnosed myself with craziness. Just kidding. My OCD has gotten a lot worse, so that's great. Let's see, what else did I do? I
That makes
started
me
two new
better.
podcasts. Butter? What about butter?
Never mind.
Oh, it was not getting better. No, my
Well,
OCD is getting better. My anxiety is getting way worse. On a different note, I started two new podcasts. On another note, you're me. No, I'm recording. Goodbye. Goodbye. I love
ha.
was my sissy. That was my BSD.
BSD.
Let's see what else. Ooh, I joined anime club at school, and it's kind of boring, low key, not gonna lie. Let's see what else happened. Oh, wait, no, everyone already knew I already got a dog. I need a good piece of information. Literally, my life is so boring, but it's not at the same time.
Can't
Oh,
relate because I go out and do things every single day of my life.
you're the
I'm always doing
extro, I'm the intro. You're an extra introvert, and I'm an
introverted
introvert.
extrovert.
No, I'm not an extrovert. That's not a
No, I said
thing.
introverted extrovert.
What the frick is an introverted extrovert?
It's like we're like around people you don't know very well, you're very introverted,
But like
and but
around
around people
you,
who
I'm
you're like,
happy.
yeah. Like it's like when you're around people that you know and like, you're extroverted. But when you're around people you don't really know or like aren't that great of friends with, you're an introvert.
Oh, and I turned 14, so that was great.
Oh yeah, we love 14.
My
Actually,
hold on.
there's literally it's not that exciting. Every single year there I'm like,
Yeah.
oh my God, I feel so much older the day that I turn it, and then the next day I'm like, no, I don't. Actually,
I
but
can
this
hear.
year turning 15 is like I feel like was a big milestone for me because
You can drive
I can,
now.
yeah, I can drive
Text less now.
with a with
Parent.
supervision, with supervision,
I can hear
who has a
Christ
valid
crying
driver's
about
license and is over the age of 21. What can you hear in the background?
crying from my sister because
Oh,
my
I
dad
thought you were
killed her.
talking about me. I
No,
was like, no, the house
what?
is dead. The house is dead silent over by me.
Episode back in October, kind of catching everybody up. It's been super weird. Like, we have not been on this podcast for so long, and we probably
I
won't
know.
be like constantly, but we need to do it a lot more.
It's just I have homework every single night. I am about to start studying for finals. It's about to be crunch time for me. This week
She
in
has
school is
lots
going to be super
of school.
stressful. I
You
go
have
to a lot of the school events.
ballet,
I have
swimming,
ballet and swim, and so I
archery.
just
Wait, no, do you do archery anymore?
no.
Babysitting, other friends that make me feel like I'm left out. JK. let's see. I can feel her rolling her eyes. Okay, I'm gonna close my computer so I don't waste any
That's
bad tray.
queen. Hat tray.
See what else? Oh, Abigail's married now
No, I'm
to,
not.
yes, she's now Abigail
Oh,
Chalamet.
yeah. Oh, obviously. I thought you were talking about like I had another marriage.
Yes, she's married now to Timothée Chalamet, and yeah, she
We're in a half
he
romantic relationship.
very happy. So yeah, what are you eating something?
No, I just sprayed perfume.
Oh,
It smells like the
yeah. So like usual, I do this in every episode. How's Sims 4 going?
Oh my God, I
Didn't
don't want to.
it broke a few months ago and they didn't know because we weren't recording. Like
Yeah,
your mom's computer broke or something.
and then my mom got a sweet new computer that doesn't take forever to load. But I just don't play Sims that much anymore. I just like really like watching TV. I've been
I started
watching.
Sims 4, everybody. It's awesome. And I named my computer. Okay, you
I've been
just tell me your.
watching instead of Sims. I've been watching the show and it called Dynasty. Although I'm kind of done with it because, like, without finishing it or anything, because the main character is being kind of a butthole right now to her husband. And like, is choosing her job over him. No, because I looked it up, because yeah, I'm a spoiler. I'm that type of person. And I know that they're going to get a divorce because the husband's going to cheat on her with her assistant, but the assistant is actually a bad guy. Like, it's just like a really complicated
Oh
show,
my
and I feel like it's
goodness.
taking too much energy to watch it.
You just spoiled everything for people
Yeah.
who might be wa
No one
watching
cares.
Dynasty.
Spoiler alert.
20 seconds after you finish that spoiler.
Okay,
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of The Office lately, a lot of NBC,
okay.
The Office, Parks
Wow.
and Rec. Reading a lot of good books.
Nowhere that did. Ooh,
See, this is
I
happening
watched a
because
show
halfway through the
called
show, she either interrupts or she starts singing.
I watched it also watched a show called Dad Stop Embarrassing Me. That was a good one.
Dad's got embarrassing
No,
meat.
it's Dad Stop Embarrassing Me. And it was like really accurate because it's like about dad jokes and stuff. And we all know
Oh,
how that is.
woohoo! I've re been reading a lot of Hunger Games lately. Like I've been like reading through my favorite chapters, and it's really fun. So, I did get. Did I get a new hand sanitizer? I swear I got a new hand sanitizer.
Oh,
Except you.
I did.
Unfortunately,
I got one
can't
from Bath
smell
and Body Works.
and then what? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, I thought you were
It's
dead.
cinnamon roll, I think.
Ew, gross. Abby,
It
that's
smells
just
so good.
smells really gross. Like as a hand sanitizer, cinnamon rolls
Yeah. No, it's like it smells like sugar cookie and like gingerbread, like just like super cinnamony and wintry and Christmassy, and I
cinnamon.
love it.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Ooh, and guess what? I got coffee. I made my coffee this morning. I bought stuff from Meijer and had it DoorDashed to my house. And I got Stokes cold brew, like it's pre-made jug of coffee. And I got this vanilla from Starbucks, like coffee syrup, and then added milk or
How
coconut
much does this
milk.
all
And then
cost?
I only paid like $7 for it, but that's because I had $10 of DoorDash credit. It would have cost $17 if I hadn't used DoorDash credit. Oh, and I also got whatchamacallit. These like rice puffs that are butter popcorn flavored, and they're like so good, and they're like not bad for you or anything. They're like really healthy, so that's good because healthier because of swim, and like I just need to like focus on what I'm putting in my body. So
I asked my parents if I could start swim, and they said, "We've been over this." Here, I'm gonna try to imitate my dad. "We've been over this. You should have done the swim lessons that we gave you over the years." And blah, blah, blah. And it made me mad because apparently you have to be able to like be able to swim when you're really
yeah,
young, when like
you have to be able
younger.
to swim very well.
Not 14. I keep calling everyone. Like I call my sister who's 8. I keep calling her. I keep saying she's 7, even though she's 8.
I've been swimming since I could walk.
Yeah, like
Like,
lessons at local places.
yeah, and so it's like you have to like know how to swim very well. And know the strokes. Like, do you know what a butterfly is?
Yeah, I mix up
Do
the
you know?
butterfly stroke sometimes, but
Do you
I
know
know
how to
like butterfly,
do?
freestyle, breaststroke. What's the other one? There's another one, I swear there is. Backstroke.
Freestyle.
Isn't Yeah, I said freestyle. Oh, I'm writing a book, guys, and it has 95 pages.
So far, she's not
And it's
finished.
really good. And
She's
it's about
not
a girl
gonna stop.
who
Okay,
breaks in.
let's see. I don't even think I have one book that's 100 pages.
It's a book called Photo Bomber. It's about a girl named Grayson Farrier. She is basically
Oh, I put that a
magic.
book in it. My shortest book I think is like 180 pages.
That you've read or
No,
wrote?
that I own in my house of my
Oh, I
or
thought.
not my house, in my room. Because like, if you
About
want it to
Hunger
be a
Games.
good, that's more than 100 pages.
Your longest. Okay. And so basically she's enhanced and like kind of like divergent, so where she's like she can like alter electricity with her emotions, and she gets captured. The America split into 5 parts or 4, I think, in my book, and she got captured and taken by this like sadistic woman named Aquata, and she's basically like President Snow from what's it's called, Hunger Games. And she got taken to this facility where photo bombers are tested on, and she meets a guy named Ryan who's been there his whole life, and then all this stuff happens and she escapes, and there's a guy named Cain Astor, and he is the Gale Hawthorne of the story, and Ryan's last name is Cold Brew, but I am going to change it because that's
Cold
the
brew.
most interesting. Yeah, Ryan Cold Brew. He's the new face of, he's the new like symbol of Starbucks, Ryan Cold Brew. Ryan Cold Brew, everybody.
Start your own coffee company. Ryan Cold Brew. Ryan Cold Brew, guys. It's Ryan. Okay.
Speaking of cold brew, I got...
I thought I did it.
A year... what?
I said I thought I ate that, but I did not.
A year ago, I... when I was shopping for Christmas presents with Abigail at Target, a year ago, in like December, November, I found a Frappuccino a lip balm Frappuccino, like 5 pack, and I ended up not buying it. And I remember the cashier lady, I was like, hey, I want to not buy this. And so then I walked away feeling really guilty. And the other day I was at Target with my mom. Really wanted to buy it, and then I found it, and in like bulk.
You mean disappointed?
Yes, I found it in the back of the store with a bunch of other packages of the same thing, and I almost screamed with joy. And those $10 were totally worth it. I still have the box right here. I bought Simply Gum Cleanse, grapefruit, prickly pear, cayenne, and sea salt gum, and then I brought two, rubber ducks that are like a Minnie and Mickey one, and they're like Christmas themed. In the Bullseye's Playground. And so that purchase was the best purchase of my life. Also, I went to Florida in June, but everyone knows that.
I bought all my Christmas presents for my family. For my dad, I got him a beanie because he loves... Oh, wait, let me not talk too loud. I got him a beanie because he likes this. For my mom...
Not a big deal, right?
Yeah. What did I get my mom again? Oh, yeah, I got her these, like, claw clips because she really likes them. And then these, like, hair ties that are, like, the spirals because she doesn't like these normal ones because they, like, tear out her hair. And then I got Luke, one of my brothers, I got him a board game because he really likes those. And then Brady, I got him this, like, car, like, Lego set, like, this insane car. It's so cool. But, yeah.
I'm sorry, by the way, Abby. I made you a birthday present, and I never got it to you, and I feel really bad.
I don't care. It's fine.
Did you just burp? Please tell me.
And then I've been buying myself a Christmas present, like, quite a few, actually, because, you know, I value myself.
I love that.
I went to Bath & Body Works. I went to a bunch of places on Black Friday with one of my friends. We just went shopping all day.
Because it's insane and, like, not good.
What?
It's, like, my parents hate shopping on Black Friday because they can't, like, it's hard to get things because everyone's so crazy.
I guess it was Saturday. And it wasn't that crazy.
What small business?
They had all the Black Friday deals. They also had the Black Friday deals going on Saturday. So.
Yeah.
And then I went to Bath & Body Works. I got a bunch of, I got like three fragrances and the hand sanitizer. The fragrances were At the Beach. Let me look. Snowflake Cashmere. And there's one other one I can't remember. No, I only got two, I guess. Yeah, I only got two. Snowflake or Cashmere Snowflake, something like that. Then I got, At the Beach, and then I have my friend actually the other day just brought me, like, out of the blue. I don't know why she did this. It was super nice of her. She brought me a lotion and a fragrance, and it's called Magnolia Charm, and it smells so good. And then I got that cinnamon roll hand sanitizer, and then I got a shirt from H&M, and then I got...
What's the shirt?
It's like a black and white striped shirt. It's super cute.
Ooh.
Then I got one other thing from another store, but I can't remember. And I got my homecoming dress.
Yes, girl. You'll have to send me a picture later. Speaking of dances.
Have you
seen it yet? No, you never told me. Okay. 2 weeks ago, we had a winter dance at our school. And I went. And I was going to go with a guy who asked me out and also told me that he liked me. And I really didn't want to go with him. And so then on Friday, I was going to tell him that I maybe didn't want to because of the way. Like, he wasn't a nice person. I started, like, noticing that. And then, ooh. Uh-huh.
You should never be pressured into doing something you don't want
to
do.
And so I went into the bathroom because that's where, like, 20 minutes of the time there was where girls spent, like, hanging out, which is, like, normal. But anyway, so I went in, and a girl seemed really nervous and was, like, looking in the mirror and stuff. And she was, like, and I was, like, oh, are you okay? She said, well, yeah, well, do you know, I'm going to call him Gary McFlower. Mm-hmm. That's not his actual name, but I didn't want to be whatever. She's like, oh, do you know Gary McFlower? This makes him seem less appealing, and he's not even appealing in the first place. And I was like, actually, that's my date. And, she was like, I was like, and she was like, oh, well, because she, I kind of that like he's texting me like, I love you, I want you to be my date to the dance, whatever. Apparently he danced with other girls too, so basically he's a jerk. And then
He's a player.
he got suspended because he was bullying people at the dance, so good for him.
There's this one guy that I actually don't remember what I was gonna say now.
Yes, you do. You were just trying. You're just
No,
trying
I'm
to.
dead serious. I'm like actually serious.
Oh God. Okay. Oh, we should finish.
Oh.
I love
Oh
that
no,
we.
I remember when, I remember. Okay, sorry, I'm say something.
Tell your story and
I
then yeah.
will do an outro type thing.
It's what she
I
needs to
know
do.
that
She's
was
been
that.
wrap it up, which is really mean.
Because I have to go. I have to get dressed.
Your story.
Because I'm gonna try my friend Kate, we're gonna call her that for reasons. She was talking to a guy, let's call him Bubbles.
No.
Kate and Bubbles. They were talking, right? Like talking, like I wanna go into a relationship with you. And then Kate found out that Bubbles was talking to eight other girls at the same time.
Like dating eight other girls.
Not dating, about to start dating or like wanting to date them, like
That's
telling them the
mean.
same things. I know.
You have to go somewhere after this?
I'm gonna try and go convince my parents to take me
Oh
out for
yeah,
dinner.
to get
I'm trying to convince them that spontaneity is the key to the spice of life.
what?
Spontaneity, being spontaneous.
Oh.
Because we used to be spontaneous, like spontaneous trips to New York, and then my parents just like were like,
You've been to New York?
and like four times.
I had no idea. That's so unfair. I've only ever been to Michigan and California and Washington, and I've been to a lot of states, but not New York.
I've been to 38, 9, or 40. I can't remember.
Okay, so we should probably hurry up or finish up.
Yeah.
This has
Okay.
been great. I'm so happy we're coming back.
I
We're
know.
gonna do our Would You Rathers. Abby, you can go first.
Would you rather smell like a banana, like that, like lab banana Laffy Taffy scent,
Oh, I love banana Laffy
or
Taffy. Those are so good.
artificial strawberry?
Banana.
I would choose banana
Probably.
too.
Artificial, that sounds weird. Would you rather be able to turn into a would you rather be able to turn stop barking, Daisy. Would you rather be able to turn into a dog or a cat? It's like
Random.
if you were a werewolf or but like that's what I mean,
Yeah,
like
I
you'd be
get
able to
it.
turn
Yeah.
into that.
I'd say a cat, because then I'd have an excuse to lay around it and sleep all day.
I'd probably be a dog because like they're so energetic and able to run around. But anyway, I love that we're back. We'll definitely be doing it more. It's just been a very busy last few months. I love you all. Hope you subscribe. Check out our merch. And
You
disregard the fact
Bye.
that at wait, 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 wait. Disregard the fact
Oh,
that
okay.
Abby's brothers posted a hate comment. Bye guys.
Bye, guys.
On my